This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author, journalist, and librarian Anne Allen Shockley was born in 1927 in Louisville, Kentucky. Both of her parents were social workers who encouraged her to read and write at a young age. Her eighth grade teacher was said to have been Shockley's early mentor and had a big influence on her writing, but she was also heavily influenced by Richard Wright's short story form in Uncle Tom's Children, a collection of novellas published in 1938. Shockley's first experience writing for an audience was for her high school's newspaper, and by age 18, she was getting short stories published in the Louisville Defender. She continued to write stories for various newspapers while she attended Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. In 1959, Shockley completed a master's degree in library science from Case Western Reserve University in Ohio, and then landed her first job as a librarian at Delaware State College. In 1969, she came back to Tennessee to work for the Special Negro Collection and as an associate librarian at Fisk College. While at Fisk, she founded the Black Oral History Program and had several books published on librarianship and special collections, particularly related to African American collections. She also became a prolific writer of more than 30 short stories, novels, and articles that primarily addressed issues of racism and homophobia. Shockley's first book, published in 1960, was a nonfiction titled A History of Public Library Services to Negroes in the South. Her first novel, titled Loving Her, was published in 1974. It was the first of its kind as it worked to validate interracial lesbian love. It was also the first novel to use a female African-American protagonist. Through her character Renee, who leaves her abusive husband for a rich white woman, Shockley explored what being an African-American, female, and homosexual was like in America in the 20th century. Loving Her was published only a few years after the Loving versus Virginia court case, which led to the Supreme Court making interracial marriage legal in the United States. It was an explosive subject, even within the context of straight relationships, which makes the book even more remarkable for its time. Shockley continued to break ground in her next few novels. In 1980, her short stories collection titled The Black and White of It also stages African-American lesbians as main characters, using successful women who are professional and strong in nature who face struggles with sexuality. In Play It But Don't Say It, Shockley places a congresswoman as her protagonist, and in Holly Craft Isn't Gay, the character is a successful singer who goes as far as attempting to have a child in order to appear straight. Although her books have been recognized and praised by some, Shockley's works have more often been ignored, if not criticized. Her subjects challenge us with ideas and perspectives that can make us uncomfortable, to be sure. But as Anne Shockley, a pioneer in library science, defends, they are just part of the spectrum of stories out there in the world that deserve to be acknowledged.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.